使徒行传，使徒行传第十一章，十一章我们要从第十九节读到三十节，这是今天郭牧师要带领我们来思想的经文。新约圣经使徒行传第十一章十九到三十节，找到了请听我念。使徒行传第十九章十一章第十九节，第十九节，那些因斯提凡的事遭患难四散的门徒，只走到腓尼基和居比路并安提阿，他们不向别人讲道，只向犹太人讲。但那中有居比路的古利奈人，他们到了安提阿，也向希利尼人传讲主耶稣。主与他们同在，信而归主的人就很多了。这风声传到耶路撒冷教会人的耳中，他们就打发巴拿巴出去，走到安提阿为止。他到了那里，看见神所赐的恩，就欢喜，劝勉众人，立定心志，恒久靠主。这巴拿巴原是个好人，被圣灵充满，大有信心，于是有许多人归服了主。他又往大树去找扫罗，找着了就带他到安提阿去。他们足有一年的功夫，和教会一同聚集，教训了许多人。门徒称为基督徒，是从安提阿起手。当那些日子，有几位先知从耶路撒冷下到安提阿，内中有一位名叫亚加布，站起来，借着圣灵指明天下将有大饥荒，这事到格老丢年间果然有了。于是门徒定义，照个人的力量捐钱，送去供祭，住在犹太的弟兄。他们就这样行，把捐献托巴拿巴和扫罗送到众长老那里。我们感谢神赐给我们这宝贵的话语。我们这时候就要请郭牧师上台来为我们传讲今早的信息，他所要讲的题目是长老中的教会生活。我们请丽美姐妹来为我们做翻译。
Morning, and I greet you all in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
大家早上好，我奉主耶稣基督的名向大家问安。
Basically, in the church government, there are three types.
基本上呢，在教会里面呢，有三种就是治理教会的方式。
The first is the congregational style of church government.
第一种呢是会众型的。
These are independent churches like the Baptists.
这些教会呢是一些独立的教会，比如说。浸信会
where the congregation will make most of the very major decisions.
在这种治理方式下呢，这个会众呢，他们会决定大多数的事情。
So they will conduct quite a number of congregational meetings.
所以他们就会举行不少的这个会众的这个聚会。
The second type is known as the Episcopalian.For example, Roman Catholic Church, Anglican and Methodist, where one man is head of the church.
另外一种是主教型的治理方式，比如说天主教会。
The Pope is in charge of the Roman Catholic Church.
比如说天主教会呢，负责的就是教宗。
The Archbishop in charge of the Anglican Church.
那么这个圣公会呢，也是其中的这个。使用这个主教式治理方式的，那么负责人呢就是那个主教。
Where one man will rule.
那么在这样的一个治理方式之下呢，是一个人来掌权的。
The third type is known as the known as the Presbyterian system.
那么第三种呢，就是长老会制的。
This is our system.
这也就是我们所采纳的方式。
Where the most spiritual men, known as elders, are appointed to take care of the spiritual well-being of the church.
也就是由长老来管理以及照顾会众。
And churches of the same Presbyterian denomination, they oversee and look after each other.
那么长老会的属下的教会呢，他们都会彼此的照顾。
They are independent in one way, but they are also linked up together in another way.
他们是独立的，但是另一方面呢，又是彼此有联系的。
So which one is the most biblical model for the church government?
那哪一个呢，是属乎圣经的一种治理方式呢？
This is important because it will affect how a church is being looked after.
因为这是非常重要的，因为这会决定说一个教会是用什样的方式来被照料的。
It is important because it depends on how many decisions are made in the church.
这是很重要的，因为这也决定了教会里面的许多的决定是要怎么样呢去达成的。
Now, because we are Presbyterian, we must not be Presbyterian in name only.
那我们是属于长老会的，我们就不能只是在名义上属于长老会。
We must be Presbyterian in practice as well.
我们在处理事情的方式上面呢，也必须是合乎这个长老会的。
Now we believe that the Presbyterian church is the way of what God wants us to be.
那么我们的教会呢，就相信呢，长老宗的这个治理方式呢，是我们应该采纳的。
It is the biblical model.
是合乎圣经的一个模式。
God gave to the apostles the blueprint for the expansion of the church.
那么神就赐给使徒呢，就是扩展这个福音的这个路线图。
This is found in Acts 1:8.
那我们可以从使徒行传第一章第八节看到这样的一个蓝图。
Remember, it started with Jerusalem.
我们记得呢，这个福音是先传在这个耶路撒冷里面传开。
Next, it must spread to Judea.
然后之后呢，就是犹太全地。
Which means only Jews must be given the gospel first at that time.
也就是呢，起初呢，当时候只有犹太人呢可以获得这个福音。
So in the early days of the church, the members in the local churches were only Jews, no Samaritans, no Gentiles, not yet.
所以在教会的初期呢，这个教会里面的会众呢只有犹太人，当时还没有撒玛利亚人，也没有外邦人。
This is a very important fact that we must understand.
这是我们必须了解的一个非常重要的事实。
Now the Sanhedrin Council persecuted the early church.
那我们知道呢，当时的这个犹太教的这个这个公会呢，他们是逼迫基督徒的。
They have authority only over the Jews.
因为他们只拥有这个权势来管理这个犹太人。
If I were a Gentile believer, the Sanhedrin Council had no authority over me.
那么如果我是一个外邦人的基督徒的话呢，这个公会就没有权力来干涉我。
And so in the early church, the persecution came only from the Sanhedrin Council members.
所以我们看到呢，教会初期所受到的逼迫呢，都是来自于这个犹太人的这个公会的。
And so the Pharisees, the scribes, and the priests, and the Sadducees, they persecuted the church.
所以我们看到呢，法利赛人呢，撒都该人他们等等呢，他们就逼迫教会。
Because the church was made up of only Jews.
因为当时教会是由只有犹太人的这个会众的。
Then in Acts 8, the Samaritans were given the gospel.
那我们看到呢，在使徒行传第八章呢，我们就看到撒玛利亚人也得到了这个福音。
And then in Acts 10, God sent Peter to bring the gospel to Cornelius and his family, the first Gentile family.
然后在第十章呢，我们就看到神差遣了彼得呢，向哥尼流传扬福音，他就成为了第一批在教会成立之后得救的这个外邦人。
Now the gospel will be preached to the rest of the world.
那么接着呢，福音就要传给世界各个地级的人了。
But communication in those days was very slow.
但是当时候呢，我们知道通讯并不发达。
The mother church and the apostles were located in Jerusalem at that time.
那我们知道，当时使徒和母教会呢，他们是位于这个耶路撒冷的。
There were not many churches like today.
不像今天这样有很多的教会。
And so when those who were scattered abroad started to preach the gospel, the church in Jerusalem heard about what happened.
那么那些分散在各地的门徒呢，他们开始传扬福音的时候呢，耶路撒冷教会的会友呢就听闻了这些事情。
This is the context of our passage for this morning.
那么这就是我们今天所要讲的这个讲题的这个经文的背景了。
Look at verse 19.
我们来看第十九节。
Now they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen.Traveled as far as Phoenice and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to none but only the Jews, but unto the Jews only.
十九节说，那些因斯提反的事遭患难四散的门徒，直走到腓尼基和居比路，并安提阿，他们不向别人讲道，只向犹太人讲。
So the Jews, they were scattered because of the persecution.Remember the death of Stephen? They reached out only to the Jews.
那我们记得呢，在斯提凡被逼迫而死之后呢，有许多的门徒他们就四散开来。那么他们传讲福音呢，也只向这个犹太人传讲。
But some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which when they were come to Antioch, they also spoke to the Grecians, that means the Gentiles, preaching the Lord Jesus.
那么他们当中呢，有一些人是居比路和这个古利奈人，他们到了安提厄也向这个希腊人，也就是外邦人呢传讲耶稣。
They did not stop preaching to the Jews.
他们并没有停止向这个犹太人传讲耶稣。
It is correct that they continue to preach to the Jews.
他们必须继续向这个犹太人传讲耶稣，这是正确的。
But now they started to preach to the Gentiles for the first time, excluding.Cornelius experience.
那么除了哥尼流的经验之外呢，门徒也开始向外邦人传讲耶稣了。
This was a very important and big step for the church.
对于当时的教会来说，这是一个非常他们迈出的一个非常大的一步。
And the Lord was pleased with their preaching.
而主呢是悦纳他们的这个讲道的。
The hand of the Lord was with them.And a great number believed and turned to the Lord.
二十一节说，主与他们同在，信而归主的人就很多了。
This was God's stamp of approval.
这就表示说，主确认了他们的这个讲道。
They preach to everyone now.
那么现在呢，门徒呢就向所有的人传讲福音。
The gospel was given to everyone.
福音呢也向赐给了每一个人。
It was given freely to the Jews and also to the Gentiles.
那么福音就白白的给了犹太人，也给了这个外邦人。
Acts 1:8 is now fulfilled.
那我们就看到呢，《使徒行传》第一章第八节的这个传扬福音的这个蓝图呢，就已经成就了。
Preaching the word of God to everyone is a very important Presbyterian distinctive.
那么对于这个把福音传讲给每一个人知道呢，对于长老宗来说呢，是一个非常独特的一个特色。
But you might say, well, everybody does that.
那你或许会说，其实每一个基督徒每一个宗派他们都这么做啊。
Not everybody.
但实际上并不是。
There are those who are known as hyper-Calvinists.
那么我们知道呢，有一些比较极端的这个加尔文主义者。
They only preach the gospel to those whom they believe are elected by God.
他们只把福音呢传给那些他们认为呢是被神拣选的人。
They are very dangerous people.
这些人这些比较极端的加尔文主义者呢，他们是非常危险的。
Because they are trying to play God.
因为他们认为自己扮演着神的角色。
No one knows who have been elected by God except God.
因为除了神之外呢，没有人知道谁是被神所拣选的。
They don't even know their own children are elected.
他们甚至连自己的孩子呢都不知道，自己的孩子是否被拣选。
Do you know how they preach the gospel?
你知道这些人呢，他们是怎样传扬福音的吗
？They will say that Jesus Christ died for me.
他们会告诉你说，主耶稣基督为我而死。
That is themselves when they are sharing the gospel.
也就是当他们传扬福音的时候呢，他们会说主耶稣基督是为他们自己为我而死。
Jesus Christ died for Peter, died for Paul.
那么他们会说主耶稣基督为彼得而死，为保罗而死。
But they cannot say Jesus Christ died for you.
但是他们不能说主耶稣基督为你而死。
Just in case.You are not elected.
因为万一如果你不是被神所拣选的话呢，他们就做错了。
And if you're not elected and they say Jesus Christ died for you, then they have lied to you.
因为如果你不是被神所拣选的呢，如果他说主耶稣基督为你而死的话呢，他就是对你说谎了。
They can't even say to you, God loves you.
他甚至也不能够对你说神爱你。
Because to them, God only loves.The elect.
因为对他们来说，他们相信呢，神只爱那些被拣选的。
This is the gospel that is dangerous because you say one thing, and then you take back everything.
这样的福音呢是非常危险的，因为你所说的呢，你把这样的一个福音传扬给别人，但是你却剥夺了他们得救的这样的一个。福气。
When Reverend Toh was teaching us, warning us against the errors of the hyper-Calvinists, he used this illustration.
那么杜祥慧牧师他在教导我们这个所谓的极端的这个加尔文主义的时候呢，他就用了这样的一个说明。
He says it is like a person who gives you a gift.
他就说这类人他们在传扬福音的时候呢，就好像那个就是把一个礼物。送给你的人
But the box is an empty gift box.
但是他送给你的那个礼物的那个礼物盒呢，是里面是空的。
There is nothing inside.
那个盒子里面呢，什么也没有。
If you want the gift, then I'll say wait.
那如果你要接受这样的一个礼物呢，那他就会告诉你说你要等一等。
Let me now put the gift inside and give to you.
我现在才。把那个盒子拿回来，把那个礼物放进盒子里面，再送给你。
And if you do not want to accept what I'm offering you is only an empty box, but no gift inside.
但如果你不愿意接受的话呢，那你就是只有这个空盒子了。
Which is a very good illustration of the hyper-Calvinists.
所以这就说明了这些比较极端的这个加尔文主义者他们的想法了。
They can't sing all these songs.Even to their own children, Jesus loves me, this I know.
他们甚至也不能够对自己的这个孩子唱一些儿童的诗歌，比如说耶稣爱你。
They can't say to the child, Jesus loves you.
他也不能够对他们的孩子说耶稣爱你。
It is a very dangerous doctrine because they tamper with the preaching of the gospel.
那么这样的教义是非常危险的，因为他们篡改了这个福音的内容。
We have to give the gospel to everyone.
因为圣经教导我们必须把福音传给每一个人。
We have to be careful of our prejudice.
我们必须要小心，不可以有偏见。
This is what God wants us to do.
因为这是神要我们所做的。
And this is what God wanted the first church to do.
这也是神当初要第一所教会所做的。
And we must continue in their footsteps.
我们也要循着他们的脚踪继续的做这样的事情，也就是把福音传给每个人。
And that's why it is important for you to invite your friends to gospel meetings and to bring tracts and give to them.
所以呢，你必须继续邀请你的朋友来出席这个福音主日。以及就是布道会，以及继续向他们发这个福音的单张，因为这是非常重要的。
Once you offer the gospel to them in its completeness, if they do not want it, let it be.
那如果你把这个福音完完整整的传给你的朋友之后呢，传讲给你的朋友之后呢，但是如果他们拒绝的话，那就没有办法了。
Never force the gospel on someone.
我们不可以逼迫别人来信主。
Do not enter into a heated argument with someone.
也不要因此呢跟他们起争论。
And don't be ashamed of the gospel.
我们也不要因为福音而感到羞耻。
There are some churches that are ashamed of the gospel.
那么有些教会呢，他们因为福音而感到羞耻。
They tell the congregation, "Let us have a tea party or a barbecue."
他们竟然会对他们的会众说，让我们来举办一个派对或者举办烤肉会。
And then invite your friends to come.
然后邀请你的朋友来。
And so everybody likes to come for a tea party or a barbecue, right?
因为每个人都很喜欢去派对或者去烤肉会。
And so let us organize it as a church.
那我们就以教会的名义来主办这样的活动。
And then once they come for the tea party or the barbecue, then we slip in the gospel.
那当他们来出席这个烤肉会或者派对的时候，我们才把这个福音告诉他们。
Please don't do that.
我们千万不要这么做。
People who do that, they are ashamed of the gospel.
因为这么做的人呢，他们实际上是以福音为耻。
Because you deceive your friends.
因为你在欺骗你的朋友。
You told them they're coming here for tea party and a barbecue.
因为你告诉他们，他们来是要来参加烤肉会和这个派对。
But actually, it is a cover for the gospel.
但是其实是要传，是作为传福音的一个掩饰。
This kind of approach is an approach of those who are ashamed of the gospel.
这样的一种方式呢，实际上是以福音为耻的。
They must know they are coming to listen to the gospel.
那么非信徒呢，他们必须知道他们来呢是要来聆听这个福音的。
Don't lie to them.
所以我们不要对他们说谎。
Sometimes out of ignorance.The bride and the groom tells us, please preach the gospel and change our wedding into a gospel meeting.
那有时有我有碰过一些就是要结婚的这个夫妇呢，他们就告诉我说，让我们把我们的这个婚礼呢，变成一个布道会。
We cannot do that.
但是我们不能这么做。
We ask the couple.
我们就问这对即将结婚的夫妇。
What do you put on your invitation card?
你在这个请帖上面呢是写着什么的呢
？If you put in your wedding card that they are coming for a gospel meeting, then we give the gospel.
那如果你在你的婚礼的请柬上呢是写着说邀请你的亲朋戚友来参加布道会的话呢，那我们大可把你的婚礼变成一个布道会。
We'll turn your wedding into a gospel meeting.
那我们可以这么做。
But if you put in your card, this is a holy matrimony, then it has to be a wedding.
但如果你的请柬上呢是邀请他们来出席你的婚礼的话呢，我们就必须以婚礼的方式来进行。
We can mention the gospel, but we cannot turn the holy matrimony into a gospel meeting.
我们当然能够在婚礼上呢谈到福音，但是我们不能把整个婚礼呢转变成一个布道会。
Because we cannot deceive your family members and friends when they come.
因为我们不能够。欺骗你的这个亲朋戚友。
The means and the ends must glorify God.
我们做事的方式和我们想要达到的目的呢，都必须是荣耀神的。
You cannot say, well, the end justifies the means. I want to give them the gospel, so I can lie to them. You can't.
我们不能因为了达到目的而不择手段。
God will not bless that kind of meeting.
因为神是不会赐福于这样的一种聚会的。
The gospel must be given to everyone without being ashamed.
我们不能以福音为耻，我们必须把福音传给每一个人。
Then only will God bless.
这样才会得到神的福气。
And God now has blessed the Gentiles with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
那我们就看到呢，神就祝福这些外邦人，赐给他们主耶稣基督的福音。
And so churches were beginning to form in these places like Phoenice, Cyprus, Cyrene, and Antioch.
那我们就看到呢，这个教会就开始在腓尼基、居比路和这个安提厄等等地方呢，就开始设立了。
Verse 22 tells us that this news came to the ears of the church which was in Jerusalem, mother church.
那么二十二节呢，就看到呢，这风声传到耶路撒冷的教会人的耳中，这个耶路撒冷的教会就是所谓的母教会了。
They were very concerned. They wanted to check, make sure what they heard is the truth.
那么他们非常关注，要确认呢，他们所听到的这个风声呢是正确的。
And they sent forth Barnabas that he should go as far as Antioch.
那么他们就打发巴拿巴出去呢，一直走到这个安提厄。
So Barnabas was the leader sent by the church in Jerusalem to check out whether this was true.
所以我们就看到巴拿巴呢，就是耶路撒冷教会派出去呢，去检查呢这些各地设立的小教会，他们是否是真的。
When he came, the Bible said he saw the grace of God and was glad.
那么圣经就告诉我们说，他到了那里，看见神所赐的恩 就欢喜。
And he exhorted them that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord.
然后圣经继续告诉我们说，巴拿巴就劝勉众人立定心志，恒久靠主。
He encouraged them to hold on to Christ, that no matter what happens, they must not stop bearing a godly witness.
他就劝勉众人说，不论发生什么事情，他们都要恒久的靠主。
And God used Barnabas to strengthen the faith in these churches like in Antioch.
那么神就借着巴拿巴呢，来加添这些基督徒的力量。
He was a good man.
那么巴拿巴原是个好人。
He was full of the Holy Spirit.
被圣灵充满。
And he was a man of faith.
而且他是一个有信心的人。
These are very important qualities of a leader that we send out.
那么我们所派出去的领袖呢，也必须具备这样的一些条件，这是非常重要的。
And God said much people were added into the church.
然后神继续说，于是有许多人归服了主。
So God blessed what Barnabas saw and what Barnabas did.
那么我们就看到神祝福了巴拿巴所看见的，也祝福了巴拿巴所做的。
So these new churches did not tell Barnabas, go back to Jerusalem, leave us alone.
那么这些新教会并没有告诉巴拿巴说，你回去吧，你就让我们自己去，就是你就离开我们回去耶路撒冷吧。他们并没有这么做。
Mother Church was where all the apostles were located at that time.
因为当时候呢，所有的这个使徒呢，都在这个耶路撒冷的教母教
会。They oversaw other churches that were founded in those days.
那么在当时的这个母教会呢，他们就主要是就管理这些各地的这些小教会。
They watched over the spiritual well-being of these new churches.
并且看管这些小教会关注他们的这个属灵的发展。
These new churches accepted them.
那么这些新教会呢，就接受了他们的治理。
This was the spiritual accountability that is important.
那么这个属灵上的责任呢，是非常重要的。
That is why when our churches were founded, we had the Synod of Singapore.
那么当我们的教会成立之后呢，当时候我们就有这个
The synod made up of only pastors and elders.
就由所有的教会的这些长老和这些牧师呢，就组成了一个。
It is also known as a presbytery.
区会。
It was located in Mother Church, 9A Gilstead Road.
那么这个区会呢，就位于当时的母教会，就是在 Gilstead Road 的那个母教会。
And every BP church was founded, they were under the umbrella of the Synod of Singapore.
那当时候所有设立的这个笃信圣经长老会的新教会呢，都会在这样的一个就是这个区会之下。
And all the elders and pastors of all these BP churches will form the presbytery or the synod.
那么这些笃信圣经长老会的牧师和他们的长老呢，都会就是属于这个区会的这个会员。
What did they do?
那么他们的责任是什么呢？
They discussed doctrines and issues concerning all the churches.
那么他们就会商讨有关教义还有一些课题。
For example, in the 1970s, when Billy Graham Crusade came to Singapore.
那么呢，在1970年代的时候呢，当这个葛培利他的这个运动来到新加坡的时候，
The Synod gathered together and it came up with a statement that will apply to all the BP churches that belong to the Synod.
那么这个区会的会员呢，他们就开会讨论，并且发布了一个声明。那所这个声明呢，是必须每一个笃信圣经长老会的教会都必须采纳的。
So the members will know what to say and what to do regarding the Billy Graham Crusade.
好叫呢，这个教会的所有的会员呢，都知道呢，他们对于这个格培利的这个运动呢，必须有怎样的看待。
The most spiritual men inside the congregation will make up the leaders to take care of God's people in the church.
那么一个教会里面呢，我们就知道一个最属灵上最就是 这个灵命最好的这个领袖呢，他就要组成这个教会的一个领导层。
That's why men like Barnabas were founded, were sent.
所以呢，我们就看到呢，当时候这个耶路撒冷的教会呢，他就派遣了这个巴拿巴。
Remember, these churches are young churches in Antioch. They do not have spiritual men yet, and that's why they needed men like Barnabas.
那我们就看到呢，这些我们要记得呢，这些安提厄的这些新教会呢，他们当时还是非常的年轻，他们在属灵上还没有成熟，所以他们就必须有巴拿巴这样的人呢来帮助他们。
Barnabas heard of a man called Saul, and he went to look for him in Antioch.
那么巴拿巴就听闻有扫罗这样的一个人呢，他就去到安提厄去找大树呢，去找这个扫罗。
He found him in Tarsus, and he brought him to Antioch. I mean,
我的意思是他在大树呢找到了扫罗，然后他就把扫罗带到了安提厄。
And both of them remained in Antioch for one whole year, and they continued to build up and teach the word of God to the church.
那么两个人呢，他们就花了一年的功夫和这个教会一同聚集呢，教训了许多人，建立了许多人的信心。
And you see this in verse 26.
我们在二十六节可以看到这点。
And here the disciples were called Christians for the first time.
那么二十六节的后半部就告诉我们说，门徒称为基督徒是从安提厄起手的。
Christians are followers of Christ.
那么基督徒就是跟随耶稣的人。
Christians are people who carry with them the image of Christ and the name of Christ.
那么基督徒呢，他们也是带着基督的形象和基督的名过活的人。
So the church was growing very well, especially among the Gentile believers.
那我们就看到教会呢，不断的成长，尤其是在外邦人当中。
Now the persecution was still very, very hot in Jerusalem and Judea where the Jews were.
那我们知道呢，在犹太人所聚居的这个耶路撒冷和犹太地呢，这个逼迫仍然是非常就是他们人承受非常激烈的这个逼迫的。
Some of them would lose jobs.
那么当时呢，一些犹太人因此而失去了工作。
Some of them would lose properties.
那因此而失去了产业。
Some of them would lose loved ones.
甚至失去了他们的亲人。
Some of them would be in prison.
那有一些也因着信呢，被下到监狱去。
And on top of that, like in this case, there was famine in Jerusalem.
那么在这一段经文里面，我们还看到的是呢，耶路撒冷有了大饥荒。
It not only happened in Jerusalem, but the whole Roman Empire.
那么当时这个整个罗马帝国呢，都发生这个大饥荒。
Look at what the Bible says in verse 27.
我们来看圣经在二十七节所说的。
And in these days came prophets from Jerusalem unto Antioch, and there stood up one of them named Agabus, and signified by the Spirit that there should be great dearth throughout all the world, which came to pass in the days of Claudius Caesar. Then the disciples, every man according to his ability, determined to send relief unto the brethren which dwelt in Judea.Which also they did, and sent it to the elders by the hands of Barnabas and Saul.
圣经说，当那些日子，有几位先知从耶路撒冷下到安提厄，内中有一位名叫亚加布站起来，借着圣灵指明天下将有大饥荒。于是门徒这是到格老丢年间，果然有了。于是门徒定义照个人的力量捐钱，送去供给住在犹太的弟兄。他们就这样行，把捐项。托巴拿巴和扫罗送到众长老那里。
Giving and helping one another is very important, especially in material things.
那么彼此帮助呢，尤其是比如说捐钱啊，或者是提供援助呢，这是非常重要的。
This is another aspect of the Presbyterian Church government.
尤其是在物质上的援助呢，这些都是长老宗的这个教会生活里面一个重要的部分。
If we are independent like the Baptists, then we are not bound to help anyone.
那如果我们像浸信会一样呢，是非常独立的话呢，我们就不需要去，我们就没有这个责任去帮助别人。
But as Presbyterians, we should help fellow Presbyterian churches, especially when we are all within the same synod.
那么作为属于长老宗的话呢，我们就必须呢跟其他长老宗的这个教会呢彼此的照顾，尤其是当时候呢我们还有一个总的区会。
It is said that in 1988 the Synod of Singapore was closed.
但是令人难过的是呢，在1988年呢，这个区会呢被解散了。
It was closed because it was dissolved based upon internal doctrinal conflicts.
因为当时候呢，内部呢就因为一些教义起了出现了分歧，所以这个区会呢就在1988年被这个解散了。
The enemies sent their agents into the synod and destroyed the synod.
我们看到呢，敌人呢就把他的这就是。把他自己的人呢混入了我们的区会呢，使到区会里面呢出现了分歧，以至于这个区会呢必须被解散。
So even though there is no synod now to oversee and to hold us spiritually accountable, we can still help other BP churches that are of the same mind and doctrine as we are.
但是尽管没有了区会呢，我们作为长老宗的这个教会，我们还是能够就是。帮助其他长老宗的教会，尤其是当我们有着同样的这个教义和同样的这个对神的话语有着同样的理解的话。
Today we help them especially in mission work overseas.
那我们今天呢，就彼此的帮助，尤其是在就是这些宣教的工作上。
For example, when Gethsemane BP Church was involved in mission work in Ethiopia, Pandan Church helped them with some financial help.
那么比如说科西马尼这个笃信圣经长老会堂呢，他们在这个埃塞尔比亚呢有他们的宣教工作，那我们也在金钱上有所资助。
It was a once-off gift. It was not a loan.
那不我们所给予他们的一笔钱呢是一次性的，而且不是贷款。
That's what they did here.
就好像我们在这段经文里面所看见的一样。
They collected help and relief and they gave to the Christians in Judea.Including Jerusalem.
他们，我们看到他们筹款，然后把这些款项呢，就带到了这个耶路撒冷的教会去。
We also help Truth BP Church mission work.
那我们也帮助真理堂的这个宣教的工作。
They needed help with a mission up in Kenya, in Africa.
因为他们在肯雅的宣教事工呢，需要帮助。
Pandan Church also helped them with a love gift.
那我们这个。班丹堂呢，我们也就是给了他们一笔爱心的奉献。
This is part of the Presbyterian system of church government.
那么这就是属于长老宗治理教会的其中一部分了。
The board of elders will look after the spiritual well-being of the whole church.
那么长老理事会呢，就会看管整个教会这个会友的属灵。
And we help other BP churches that are of the same mind and heart as we are.
看管这个教会会友的这个灵命，那么我们也会照顾其他这个笃信圣经长老会教会的，也会帮助他们，尤其是如果他们跟我们所相信的是一致的话。
This is how God wants us to witness for Him today.
这是神今天要我们如此为他做见证。
And so we are following a biblical model in.Church government to take care of God's people.
所以我们是按照合乎圣经的一个教义呢，通过这样的长老宗的方式来治理教会。
We are independent, and yet we are duty bound by God to help other sound biblical churches.
那我们是独立的，但是按着神的教导呢，我们对其他笃信圣经长老会的教会呢，也是有所责任的。
But we have to be more guarded and careful nowadays because of the last days.
但是因为我们活在末日，我们在提供援助的时候呢，必须非常小心的谨慎。
Because there are many BP churches that are bad today.
因为今天呢，有许多的这个笃信圣经长老会呢，他们已经不再是合乎圣经的了。
So now we are very, very careful in doing our homework before we help.
所以当我们提供帮助之前呢，我们必须做足我们的功课。
We want to help because it is God's work.
我们要帮忙别人，因为这是神的这个事工。
But we cannot be foolish and naive and help blindly.
但是我们不能天真而且无知的去随便帮助人。
Because if we help blindly, we could be helping the devil's work.
因为如果我们在没有了解的情况下的去帮助其他的教会呢，我们可能呢。 是帮助了这个撒旦的工作。
And so the Bible will always be our guide to help us make the right decision.
所以我们时常要靠着圣经的引导来帮助我们做正确的决定。
This is what all of us must do.
这是我们每一个人都必须做的。
We don't help because they are our friends and buddies.
我们不能因为对方是我们的朋友而去帮助他们。
The resources given to us are by God.
因为我们手上所有的资源呢，是来自于神的。
God wants us to use them to promote God's kingdom and to help God's people.
神要我们用这些资源呢，去扩展他的国度，去帮助他的子民。
But because we are living in the last days, there are very, very few good churches nowadays.
但是因为我们活在这个末日里呢，这个所谓的好教会已经是少之又少了。
So we have to be very, very diligent and careful in who we help and how we help.
所以我们在帮助其他教会的时候呢，我们必须非常小心谨慎的去了解他们，并且知道我们是在帮谁。
This is what we must do as a church. This is what we must do as an individual Christian.
不管是教会或者是个人的这个基督徒呢，我们都必须借着圣经的引导来做这个决定。
What the early church in Jerusalem did is now the model for churches today.
那我们看到呢，耶路撒冷教会呢，在使徒行传的这段经文里面所做的呢，今天已经变成我们教会治理这个教会的一个模式了。
Please pray for the church.
所以我们要为这教会来祷告。
Please pray that God will be merciful to keep this church faithful all the days of.Her life.
求主怜悯我们的教会，并求主继续的保守它。
So that sinners may come and find salvation in Christ Jesus.
好叫罪人呢能够来到这个教会呢找到救恩。
Helping the leaders to always do what is right, where the ends and the means must glorify God.
好叫神能够帮助这个教会的领袖呢来凡事他们所做的呢都能归荣耀与神。
Pray that we will never be ashamed of the gospel.
求主帮助我们不要以福音为耻。
Please also pray that the church will be a good place for believers to come and study God's word and grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要祷告呢，祈求这个教会呢，可以让信徒在这里呢，借着神的话语来成长，并且继续的来认识神。
All of us must do our part for the church to be sound and healthy and Honoring to Christ.
那么教会要荣耀神呢，每一个基督徒，每一个会友呢，都扮演一定的角色。
I pray that you will all do your part as well.
所以我祈求神呢，能够帮助我们每一个人呢，都能够扮演我们必须扮演的角色。
So that this church will truly be a church where Jesus Christ is honored according to Holy Scriptures.
好叫主耶稣基督呢，能够在我们的这个教会里面呢，按着圣经呢得到荣耀。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our gracious, loving Heavenly Father.
我们满有恩典怜悯的天父。
We thank and praise thee, O Lord, for this church that thou hast founded all these years.
我们感谢你为我们设立了这个教会。
We acknowledge, O Lord, that if not for your grace and your mercies toward us, we would be consumed.
因为我们知道，若不是你的恩典和怜悯的话，我们已经被吞噬了。
We have seen churches falling by the wayside.
我们看到一些教会已经偏行了几路。
We have seen churches being attacked from outside and inside the church.
我们也看到一些教会呢，内部外部都受到攻击。
May thou be merciful to preserve us, O Lord, for Jesus' sake.
求主怜悯我们，为这主耶稣基督的缘故呢，求主保守我们。
We pray, Lord, that Calvary Pandan will remain a place where sinners will find salvation in Christ.
我们求主继续使用班丹这个班丹加略堂，好叫罪人能够在这里得到救恩。
It will remain a place where brothers and sisters in Christ may come and grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ together with us.
好叫主内的弟兄姐妹也可以在这个教会里面呢，能够一同的来成长，一同的来认识我们的主耶稣。
For our heart's desire is to be a holy witness.
因为我们渴望成为神圣洁的见证人。
May thou help us.
求主帮助我们。
Defend us and protect us, O Lord, against the attacks of the evil one, both from within and without.
保守我们内部和外部都免受那恶者的攻击。
Help all of us to do our part as we serve thee in these last days.
帮助我们各司其职，在这末日里面呢，来服侍你。
Help us to do our part to make sure that this church remains a faithful church, not for ourselves, but also for our children, if the Lord tarries.
帮助我们各司其职，好叫我们能够确保教会，是继续忠于我们的主耶稣，并且，不仅是为了我们，而且是为了我们的下一代。
May thou be pleased to protect Calvary Pandan all the days of her life until the Lord Jesus returns.
求主保守班丹加略堂，直到主耶稣基督的再来。
In Jesus' most precious and holy name, we give thanks and pray.
我们这样祷告，感恩奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.